Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisel Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisa Pod. I am Joy Mpande. As usual, I'm not alone. I'm joined by... And this time around, we're three.
Tango and Dwasa.
Right, if you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're new over here, then you should know that we start with some music news, ooh, right? Because it's New Music Friday. Was the chat with some music news? Let's go, Mukhanedi.
Oh, Malik.
What about him?
He's back in the music scene after a decade or so.
Mm-hmm.
And even I can say he was warming up because... one of his songs was a Mzanti Magic's drama series, Kabeja's music sequence.
Ah,
so he's back, and he was under Ghetto Raf,
mm-hmm,
and mentored by DJ Kalex and Lance there as well.
Hey.
Yeah.
When you say Lance, we all just have a little bit of a pause.
Oh.
Don't we? I don't know if it's just me.
No.
But in a good way, I don't want to say anything bad.
Nah, let's say anything. Anything bad is good anyway.
wait a minute. I mean, still with some music news, somebody who definitely had a future in the music industry but decided to definitely take it to, I guess, you know, the
call
bottom of the barrel. It's Longa Twala himself, son of musician and producer Chico Twala, who appeared in court on Wednesday. That's because he was an attempt of court.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you are living under a rock, but let me keep you up to speed. So there was some point in September where he decided to break into his father's house while allegedly high on drugs. allegedly, right? And he stole some household equipment and household items and equipment, rather, which were worth 200,000 rand.
Mm-hmm.
There was an air fryer there. And we know what, I went to the back of the court. Me and I, like, right? I know that there was an air fryer that he sold for close to nothing.
Oh my gosh.
$500. That man did that. And
is it Nyaupe type of
setup?
I'm trying to imagine Uchiko Dwala using an air fryer. That's where I'm at.
No, but then I feel like I can see that. I can see him asking the woman, don't you know how to use this? You know what I mean? I think he's that type of man. So, you know, after he stole these items, of course, his father was just sick of him and was like, you need to go behind bars because you're better off behind bars. And with that attempt, that was the only time that Chico Twala actually appeared when he went to court. And he was there to speak to the media, to pose and be like, I'm going to America. Peace. Bye. Now, Longwe himself, now with this recent appearance... He was in contempt of court because, and this is the explanation that he gave. He was like, I was feeling sick. Like,
what, in court or during the crime?
This is in court. I was feeling sick. Okay, you were feeling sick. So who did you tell? My aunt. Oh, so now everything has to stop. This is quite brief.
Mm.
Because you are saying that you told, you know, your aunt that you felt sick and that's why you couldn't appear in court when you were supposed to. And now this whole entire thing is in the process of investigation. Well, him or his allegation, whatever he alleged in court. What are your feelings towards this? I just feel like he's just spoiled and I just feel like he should stop this thing that he's doing. Stay behind bars like his daddy wants him to be. And let that be that.
I mean, what's that going to help? You know, with Ulongwe, I don't know now. What does one do for Ulongwe? Because and then what? Then he meets these gangsters there, or, you know, there's no reform in prison. So I don't think that's really the place for him. It's going to get worse because you can still access drugs, weapons, and whatnot in prison.
But when you go to Puma Clinic, Anjan, when he went in, when he came back, he was glowing.
Really?
He was glowing. Then
now we have to determine glow.
What is the glow? Maybe he was eating more. Mhlambi, that's where the girl came from. Because when you're out and about in the world and you're on, you know, narcotics the way he is, or drugs, I don't know why I'm making that PC, but you know, you don't eat, you don't really take care of yourself. So I think in prison, where you're kind of going a small version of cold turkey, you're getting some nutrients in. So,
but are we sure Guti Ulongwe wasn't mentored by Lance? Hey, Lance, what? Allegedly
or something? Because no,
allegedly, apparently, perhaps.
No, sir. Okay. I don't know anything about that. I think Lance has definitely put a lot of artists on beyond whatever they've chosen for themselves. And that's my chat. So in this case, I just feel like Umtala Ukai is quite old. He's, you know, you can see Unes Panga. Maybe it's an
Impanda.
And I'm just like, sir, why Umtala Kanje? That's my chat.
What is his age?
He is in like his 40s.
39 of
40. Ah, he's in his 40s. Early 40s, perhaps.
That's where life starts. You know, you've paid a decent amount of bills. The money's coming in. You know what you want in life.
So hence his father does not want to pay his legal fees.
I'm a razu put galamise. Yes, poke.
That's a good one.
Who's on shade today? He's on. I'm shocked.
I'm shocked.
I'm a
razzirazz.
Well, onto some more music news. Dr. Tools and Umnobi. Yes. Did I say it right? Yes. They have joined forces to bring out a single, or to put out a single by the name of Impakamo. Shout out to them. There's nothing more to say than that, apart from the fact that it's just music. Right? Well, that's that on that. Moving on to some other news. Congratulations are in order for Khalaletsang Kofang. Damn, I'm bad with these names. As well as Titi Chuma, the comedian. They're expecting a little baby together.
Oh, Shem, no beauty, Shem. Beauty.
Beauty.
Carl Kaufman.
Yes. did you not hear everything that went down?
I'm probably wrong as well. It's probably Kaufman.
Yeah,
you
Kaufman. I'm just like, what is the chat here? Okay.
I'm not happy for her.
Right? Okay, more babies. Probably a girl. Then fill up the world with all these girls, and then we all don't have men to go to.
Oh, ooh.
Wow. Wow.
No, but you know that's a fact, right?
It's getting hard for me in here right now because wow, the shade of it. But I hear you.
There are more men in this world than women.
True.
Mm-mm. Right.
No. So,
it is the recent stats have shown that again women are leading.
Right. So minority. Ronald
Trump is in you know winning right. elections.
And then Papa was fooling those women.
Tembu's the way. Moving on to some other news though, TD Jakes is grateful for life, I guess, after health care. He said that he did not have a stroke. Do you know about that story? Or should I tell you about it?
Get in.
I know.
So Times Live reported that the 66-year-old bishop was recovering well after he was seen shaking, and sitting on a chair while struggling to speak during a live stream video of his sermon.
When was this?
This was recent. So this is, today's the 29th, so this was yesterday.
Same time with Diddy's announcement.
Caught the Holy Spirit fan.
Interesting.
Quite a deep one. You know, guys, let me tell you something. Let me tell you a secret.
Get into it.
I like Diddy Jakes as a pastor, not like in a very weird room.
Pastor.
No, I mean, like, I really like his sermons, and why do I catch the Holy Spirit? So for him to somehow be allegedly linked, you know, to things that are underground, I just question my whole religion. Yeah.
Hear you. I mean, no, it shouldn't. I think, look, at the end of the day, bad people can do good things. They always, what is it? A clock can be wrong, can be right twice in one day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think don't take it away. That sermon is a sermon and it's giving you life. Let it give you life. This is also alleged, by the way. So
yeah.
We're still in safe ground with the TD Jakes, but let's see.
The truth is going to come out.
Because Umola got witnesses.
Okay.
Got to testify. What? What were you doing? Baby oil.
Baby oil. He's always so shiny. He was shivering on stage.
I wasn't ready for y'all today.
Let's speak about your fave though, Felix Lope. Do you not love Felix Lope?
Ah, no.
Njayako Gesana, he's back to another role. on TV, not just that, but also he has a reality show coming up. Tell us about that.
We were busy writing about Felix throughout this year.
I mean, honestly. And you've been the designated reporter.
Polygamist. he attempted to be a polygamist. Then he pulls the plug off. Then unama beef, nama fellow comedians.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot. It's a lot. And he also allegedly got suspended for 2 weeks or so from Kakasi through in PCCSA.
Mm.
So there's a lot that's happening. And 2 weeks ago, he had members. Called Peter Marisbeck. So
could you imagine this was in the reality show? All of this going. So this is why I'm most excited for his show. I really want to see what they're going to get.
Plus, there's a drama series which he was starring into, I think, one Safter. Safter. So now Ugu Ekaya.
Backpackers.
Yeah, Backpackers.
I want to see what he does though, because I struggle with the show. No shade, but ooh, what's his name again?
Felix.
The main star of the show. And his American accent. Ebekwi, the wife. Not the wife.
Bonko. Oh, Bonko.
I did not enjoy his. Cause. No, Bonko, Kozo, the other brother. He played the nice brother.
Hello, Mkhael. Okay. Who is the same
person? No. Abdul. Not Abdul.
Okay, at the back.
But he's the main star of the show, and I was just so disappointed in his accent. He's supposed to be in America. I was like, hey, in the British accent or something else, but I just Bonko wasn't enjoying it. Right. So I want to see him coming into this cast, even into an episode, it's something nice to just spruce it up again, because it's very hard watching.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hence, I don't watch it. That's his job. I think at this point, Kumus and I have different favorite things to watch.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
But I know several access on Netflix. I can watch Netflix.
I mean, I got Netflix. But what I would watch on Netflix is not what you would watch, is what I'm catching.
Mm.
Which I like. No shame. I like it. It's all good. So, okay, there's a reality show coming up. That's exciting for somebody or somebody who's looking forward to
it. I want to see what he's going to give.
Drama.
I want to see. Because we even have that. I'm a blesser. What was it called?
I'm a Grootman.
I want to see.
yeah.
There's clearly a new vibe in South African reality TV, and I kind of want to see. Because a lot of the time we see housewives and all the ladies giving drama. It's time for us gents to bring it too.
But you know, when these celebrities then just start getting, in the Mzansi magic space, then they say, oh,
yes.
That I'm under Mzansi magic. So now the comments that we're getting so regularly, like Musa Mseleko did the first time around, he was a media, sweetheart. Until things went wrong and he was like, no, I'm under Mzansi. So I wonder if he's going to just keep the same tune and, keep giving us what is giving, which is the content. We have been reporting on him the entire year. I feel like he owes us something. Otherwise, we'll take him down, because I'm sure we know something.
Joy.
I know you know something. I mean, sometimes, Anyway, so on to some very scandalous news this week. We'll start with Teboho Thobejani.
Wow.
Stupid one, right? Slay Queen story first. Right. So she and Ino Morolong have been in and out of court because Ino Morolong has been pretty much dragging Teboho for things that she alleges, which are like baseless, according to Teboho, right? We never know until we know. So now she pleaded guilty for criminality and defamation because, okay, let me recount the story. So Ino Morolong alleged that Teboho is a scammer, a sex worker, a pimp, and a multi user. Now, all of these coming from a slay queen, but apart from being a slay queen, Teboho is a mother, to a son who has to go to school and live his life like a normal child. And he was robbed of that because of all these allegations that were made. And so, of course, Teboho decided to escalate the matter, open a case, criminal injury, defamation. And Ino Morolong was found guilty. And they are set to appear yet again on the 14th of January. For mitigation, and then sentencing will happen on the 23rd of January. Social media, cyberbullying is a thing in 2024. Certain people feel like they can get away with it, We've seen this many a times. Jackie Pamote's case was one of them. Mm-hmm. When they just steadfast in their draggedation.
Yeah.
And, you know, they will not turn back until it just, you know, the law does its own thing. But one thing that's really on my mind, I won't lie. So then justice apparently takes its course. Mm. Let's take Jackie Pamose's case with Bastana Khumalo, for instance. And now, then you are, you know, you're on house arrest, but you're still living your life like it's golden.
Because you don't want to look like you flopped. I kind of get where that's coming from.
Okay.
You don't look like you failed. Don't look like your problems.
Right. But like you're still living it. Apart from the fact that it's you want to, what you want to portray.
Yeah.
You're able to go get married. You're still able to go to these places. You know, in America, you know when you get a house arrest.
You have, you have the ankle on.
You have the ankle on, and it's a serious thing. And yeah. You're definitely shunned against by, like, society, essentially.
Oh, I hear you. In this sense, it's
that
more...
That you really feel the wrong that you did. I feel like for her, even when she was so steadfast in her whole draggedation, she's still able to continue life as if nothing happened. Mm. And it's just, ikala imele pumenje. Shout out to Zulu. Now I'm learning Zulu, so you're going to hear a lot of it. But you get what I mean.
Yeah. I think it is a problem in that sense. In that I think the way ours is done doesn't feel like justice is served at all. It's frustrating.
I mean, we all know about portrayal of something that's not true. Right.
Do we? I want to know.
Well, example will be Silomaka Kangube and Pearl. Mbewe has... / Paka Kangube herself, who on social media from the day they decided to go public with their relationship, hey, we're going to get married at the FNB Stadium.
Yeah.
And it's about to be a beautiful thing, and our relationship is the best thing ever. I love you. Happy anniversary. Da-da-da-da-da. Only to find that all these social media posts are based off of a lie. And it's somebody who is in PR who knows how to portray a good story.
Someone said something very nice to me the other time. Mm-hmm. I was about Beyonce and Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. When you're really showing off as a celebrity couple, usually things aren't going so well. So I feel like they, the way they started, reminds me of that kind of, you know, observation that I think this relationship is struggling in the way that many that we observe with celebrities these days are having. It's a lot of pressure. You know, gotta show off, you gotta do all of this. But it's like, hey, wait, to just sit down and enjoy your relationship instead of like telling us how happy you are.
Right.
That so lunch. Remember
the elevator moment. Dad, I want to go elevator moment on a lot of people right now. Just like, can you just shut up? Like, some things are genuinely not supposed to be known.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about like this relationship with Silomaka Kangube and Pearl. I'm just like, we didn't have to know. How did this business come out? So, because I'm still at work, I would keep it cool and just be, you know,
professional
about it and just say it's quite messy of a split. It's unfortunate that it had to end this way. I guess it's
but don't come splits are messy.
It's another label M situation. It's another label M situation. Remember when he's another legend. Or let me take label M, and so imagine two columns here. There's Silomaka Kangube, there's label M. Both of them legends. Both of them very you know, rooted in the theatrical space. Both of them amazing, you know, there's amazing work that they've done in this industry. Their work now is being tainted by love, where both both of them have a very bad taste in women, and they do it all over again. It's fine, both of them have admitted to that. I feel okay.
Do the women have bad taste in them?
The women have bad intentions, I feel.
Oh.
Yeah, they're looking at the bag.
I mean, I
would be like, I see bag. It bag, when you're really looking at it, you say, I'm going to take this, and I'm going to take this all the way.
But that's
not what drag the bag down.
That's what Pell says. Or that Mercedes Benz and ing.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just half of what you feel is rightfully yours. That's just the divorce thing. But if you're really looking at a bag, you take it all the way. Like, I can make money out of you. Don't you think?
I think so.
But
I mean,
she was. I got an ADPR.
Now, how much money did she make?
She must tell us.
So now, I don't know if I can say this before the thing comes out, but Pearl allegedly did not really make a cent.
Wow.
Mm. Apart from what was cut from the approach. Because remember, so let's say, for example, Komoto, you're a celebrity. Here you go. You and I are married, I guess.
Mm.
God forbid.
God forbid.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. God, come on. You, it's a Spice Friday.
Yeah.
So we're married. And then, you know, you're a celebrity. And I feel, okay, cool. Let me. I can help you because I'm in PR. Just get married.
Mm.
Cool. We work that together. Then eventually, because I have access to... Apart from me being your PR, now I'm your partner.
Mm-mm.
When then I play two roles as your manager as well as your PR.
Yes.
Which means a lot of calls are coming through me.
Ish.
Not through me because I am Pearl.
Yeah, go to
because of me, because things are being referred through me. So now, did I give you those gigs or did they just call?
Ooh.
Hmm.
What gigs did he have?
This budget insurance, an ad, only one.
That was a really strong no, but the board is still up, so it means they're still paying him, yeah.
Yes, that was one. Then, take a person in PR who knows nothing about the theatrical space and says, I found you doing nothing and doing auditions and not understanding how the incubation process happens and, you know, how people can come to you, sit for coffee, showing you a script, read through it, tell me what's up.
Mm.
And for her, in her head, that's an audition. And in the real theatrical film space, it's them telling you, read through it, tell me if you're actually interested. If you resonate with this character in any way, come. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I just feel like it's two people in two different worlds. You know, there are various allegations in this with her having put her name on a script.
Mm-mm.
And, because, you know nothing about the space.
But I think she did a great job, eh? Because I think this is the first commercial, still a huge one.
For some time. Yeah.
Because they even brought that Archie element into the ad. Like, huge, that ad.
Yeah.
But correct. I think she did a good job.
She did.
Okay.
She did.
She is the bag.
Well, I'm glad you guys have said that because there's a podcast that she did with Label Kesar where she's saying that she is the one.
Oh, no.
Who,
oh, sorry.
Sticking to the same tone, she went and did an interview and she spoke about how she approaches brands when working with a brand itself. Let's have a listen to what she had to say.
They don't know what PR is, they don't know what brand management is, they just know they need a road manager. A manager, and then it's their ability to do whatever. If you act, you act. If you sing, you sing. But they don't know what keeps the brand and the momentum of your life going is these two important aspects. And not everyone can afford that. Everyone who does PR, they are on a retainer of $50,000 a month. They do brand management, is this and that, right? So what I do is I always work with people pro bono because I usually say, if I can make you money, then where are you going to be able to get the money to pay me? So I always say, I'll work with you pro bono. I'll make you money for you to be able to pay me. So that's just my motto, and that's what I do.
Okay. Sisi, we are recording. We are busy with... you've just...
Right, so we heard that, and for me, to be quite honest, you know, I respect everybody and the work that they've done throughout the years with the PR, with the acting. I just genuinely feel like it's nobody's business to know the dirty stuff that happens in a relationship.
Because you're mad, you're angry, you want the tea out, and it's like...
Do you understand?
Zip.
So this is a woman's scorn. So what brings a woman to this point to want to expose you to what really happened? And that's what we cannot get up until this point, after having spoken to both of them.
Mm.
What led to this tumultuous relationship? I don't know. Okay, omunyo to gaslighting. Omunyo to abayas. Omunyo to... I mean, Pearl, girl... Okay.
No one ever says I'm the villain of a broken relationship.
Nobody ever says I'm the villain, but I'm sure you can spot where it really went wrong. Yeah. Okay, we went wrong when this lady bought Muti, said Lebo M.
Yeah.
When I found Muti in my house.
Yeah. We've heard that before from many other stars.
And from many other stars. And, you know, maybe, you know, that pink salt.
It was Himalayan salt, baby. It wasn't Muti. I'm trying something new in the kitchen.
I'm trying something new in the kitchen. Aye, but that one is not Himalayan, bro. It's too pink. Is that dark pink? Is that corner cheap pink?
Oh.
Okay. Mm. So that's that on that. And people have been in court, I guess, you know, throughout this entire week. Mm. Everybody has been in court. Somebody else who's also been in court, again, making a reappearance, is Nota Baloyi, another controversial music manager who we've... Yeah.
Yep.
He's always in court, isn't he? He's kind of used to it. I feel like he kind of gets a kick out of it. So, Nota, you know, spent some time behind bars. He spent 2 weeks of his 60-day sentence before being in contempt of court. This is relating to his case with KO. Remember back then, not so long ago, but back then, where he, or after AKA's death, rather, he kind of linked KO to AKA's death.
Which huge claim.
It's a huge defamatory claim. Exactly. So hence KO decided to, you know, use the law and you know, he charged him for something or a case rather, and you know, this is the part where he was supposed to, you know, serve some time behind bars. And actually how they found this out is that Nota was actually supposed to he was making an appearance for a case Yaga Itubaka.
Bubaka.
There we go. The actress, Rhythm City actress, for an alleged rape case. Now, while he was there, we're like, hey, but wait, we were looking for you. Please serve some time. But he had a good time. 2 weeks out of 60?
Ooh.
I mean,
thank God it's before Christmas.
It's before Christmas.
I would have been so frustrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he said he had a good time. His clothes were ironed. He even found out how to trade, you know, soap for ironing of clothes. He had, you know, some chicken licking.
I take it back. I think maybe prison is good for longer than in this case. If he's going to be having chicken, folding impahla and ironing,
he's just more regulated. You know, he's going to stay alive. I feel like as a father, I would definitely would rather have Lungu behind bars.
Yeah.
Because if he's outside, you know, any time, you don't know any moment, he can be killed. Not that you cannot die in prison allegedly, but it's better behind bars.
Yeah.
Right? So Nota's going to be reappearing in court next Jan, as well as Silo's story as well with Pearl and Lebo Keswa, you know, all these protection orders. Just this, all of this is just laced with drama. Kind of love it, but not really.
But Silo got an IT saving day attention. So, no,
he's a legend, and I think, but also, Nati, let's not make him seem like we don't know the full situation yet. So,
right.
Let's not make him innocent just yet, yes.
Yeah, I ain't gonna have a one. But don't say that.
I don't know. Let me think. If I was in this situation, I won't lie, I would have definitely, you know, you can sometimes put up a case and nobody really knows until you tell the press themselves.
Yeah.
Like Wilson Bilinkosi appearing today. We just saw him walking in the gates of court. What are you doing here? We didn't know until we saw you that you were here. So what I'm saying is that in this situation, whether who's wrong or right, I genuinely would have left my relationship woes to myself and let justice serve its course. I think I would have left. But, you know, as I said, it's a woman's court. Maybe sometimes, you know, you just feel like, yo, we are praising this man as a legend and all of that.
Yes.
And maybe
where are the PR specialists or just Willa yourself?
She is.
I mean, you know, your own individual. Also, like, he must get a course. I feel like celebrities do need to learn about PR itself.
Yeah.
Outside of just like, you are not responsible for me as my PR person.
Mm-hmm.
Actually learn the information so you know how to navigate the environment you're in when that person isn't there, because these things are going to happen.
Yeah.
Maru, I need to sign in. Lupel, we go to Ui PR.
He must learn how to PR for himself.
Agayi, sell up. We go to Kopongele to PR.
What do I do now?
Yeah.
I know we're estranged, but. Nah, I guess that's when now, you know, he tries. I mean, he knows he can call the media. He knows, and the only thing that he can do is just tell his story the way that he knows it. And he's said that despite you know, his chronic disease being exposed despite him being accused of abuse, he didn't do it. And the abuse that he's done over the past years with these previous relationships, he's admitted to, and he's apologized and done whatever he needed to do about it. I don't know if I'm missing anything. Kumutso, what's the chat?
No, we're done. It's Friday. We need to knock off early and go and cover stories. Eh?
Okay. Events. There's like the sex expo that's happening today. Yay. There's dinner in this. Are you going?
I was going to. I'm a fan of sexpos. But yeah, I think I'll probably will. It is the whole weekend, so I probably will use my ticket. Sex toy, sex talks, you name it. Sex education.
They're having sex as well.
Well, I don't think, you know. I think you can after you go to the sex expo.
Yeah, but don't they like kind of like portray it? Like, I think there's like...
There are shows where you can see, you know, like moves and
movements,
whatnot.
But not that they're actually having it in front of you.
It's still just as good.
I must go to sex expo next time.
Right. I'm doing Gin in the Sky because mina ngifuna umphulo umtshato umtshato so phathe kahle. Doing Gin in the Sky, boring actually. Might not go now that I'm thinking about it. I'm not hungry. Now I'm in the sky, full of karma. Where do I pee? Like, oh my God. And that's been it for this edition of the Chisa Pod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast review and subscribe for free on iona.fm, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcast. You can also find us on all social media platforms at Chisa Live. This is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo / Tabo Chabalala Sana. Don't forget, you can also have a listen at our other podcast. Actually, this is the Sunday Times Politics Weekly, Taking the Rams by the Horns, Business Day Spotlight, Gogo Have I Been Scammed, and 30 Years of Democracy, as well as Beyond the Politics with Lizeka. I have been your host, Joy Mpande.
Kumutso Mkhanedi.
And Tango Ndwasa, the Digital Lifestyle Editor.
Until next time, goodbye for now.
Bye.
Bye.